All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Monday.
Jay, do you have a what-if question? You usually have pretty good what-if questions.
Oh, yeah, I did have one about the AXA CLO. I did have one for you, Ben. You know, you really
Well, go ahead.
It was going to be this.
What's this?
Yeah, it was going to be this. You let your best friend's grandparents stay at your house because they can't find a hotel. But your best friend's grandparents' sex is so loud and disturbing. I mean, they are getting it in that room. They are doing it. They're knocking on walls. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God. Oh, you know, I don't know what he's doing to her or she is doing to him. The next morning at breakfast, do you say anything or do you not say anything? That's what I would like to know, Mr. CEO.
I ask, the man for his car keys, and I go outside and start warming up their ride.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, because right after breakfast, y'all got to get the hell out of here. And the car warm. But y'all going to take y'all ass up out of here because I'm not doing this with y'all.
Do you look them in the eye? Do you?
Oh, I look dead at
breakfast,
them.
Or you make it?
Yes, sir. but when I'm looking at them dead in the eye, Jay, I have my head tilted.
You don't wonder what they were doing. You don't ask questions like what the hell. You don't ask questions.
No, I just make little remarks like this here. Mm-hmm. Say, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you jealous? No.
Oh no, no.
You couldn't sleep. No. You're mad.
Now you just not gonna be up in my house with this here. Because I don't even y'all not my grandparents, and I don't really care for y'all like that. I really don't.
You done got brutally honest.
Yeah.
And then you go in the room, Steve. You go in the room, and there's jelly and gel and ropes and stuff all.
And then I call my best friend and tell him, come over here. I got something I need for you to see. Now clean this room up and get your nasty ass grandparents out of my. Get them on.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yeah. That's all. What else you got, Shirley?
Okay, thanks.
You know, Bobo, who works with us out of L.A., it was his birthday over the weekend. I just wanted to say a happy belated birthday to Bobo.
How old is Bobo?
Bobo's in his mid to late 30s. Yeah, I think he's 36 or 7. Yeah.
37. Yeah. Probably time change that nickname. Just
what is Bobo's name?
Well, I don't know.
Aaron.
You can't be Bobo at 40. I can just tell you that right now.
Why not?
I just ain't a good sign.
I'm with you.
I like Bobo.
You know. Oh, I like Bobo. I'm with you. He's a grown ass man. You got kids.
Yes, he does.
They got a family, and you got a driver's license. It's time to go with the one that's on the driver's license.
But who said? I mean, where did that rule come from? Who made that rule?
Bobo.
I did.
That's Steve Harvey rule.
I just came up with it. Yeah, just now. Oh. Just right after you said Bobo, I went, yep, time to give it up.
It's time.
Yeah.
We love Aaron.
No disrespect. No disrespect. I'm not trying to hate or anything like that, but I think it's just me. Babyface needs to change his name. He's starting not to have the face of a baby. I mean, if there was a baby that really looked like Babyface, that would be kind of scary. That really would. That would.
Sometimes you got to go, you know.
Man,
well,
he's
Kenny
Babyface
Edmonds.
He does say Kenny.
He could be Man Face.
Man Face.
Man Face.
You know, but if we keep getting older, it's going to be Benjamin Butch Face.
What a great movie.
It was.
Yeah.
They played.
The nicknames are weird.
Good movies lately, Steve? You know, you've been catching up lately.
You've been watching TV.
He got me on Startup.
I told y'all about Startup. Now, I tell you the best movie I saw was Black Messiah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
You love that.
That movie right there with Fred Hampton. Boy, let me tell you something. Woo!
Yeah.
I tell you, I like Michael B. Jordan's movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was really good. That was good.
Of course.
No, it ain't really about that, but you know.
But I
am pulling for his
it.
Ass, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
swing him.
And why is that
wind,
again?
Though,
and why is that again?
Because I'm pulling for his ass.
you definitely want him to win, huh? Yeah. Yes. That's it.
He's a wonderful actor. Wonderful actor.
I saw Quiet Place 2. Quiet Place 2. I saw that.
Now, that's Jay, that's scary, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah. It's
no, no,
good.
No.
It was I was the only one in the movie. Yeah, you don't?
No, hell no. Wish I would. Yeah, I'm not spending my money to go somewhere to watch a horror movie. There's no way.
I used to all the time, but I can't do it now.
I love them.
They make me nervous.
I love them.
What was the scariest movie you've ever seen, Steve?
Exorcist.
Hands down.
Exorcist was nothing. It corrupted me.
Yeah.
It changed my life. No, for real, dog.
Tell us what happened when you and your boys went to the theater.
Hey, man, we were 16 years old. My boy Butch borrowed his daddy's car. I knew it was going to be a bad night because we was backing out the driveway. He towed the rear mirror off the car up against the chimney. Butch wasn't a good-ass driver, no way. We get up to the theater, man. We sitting a seat apart, man. I went to the bathroom. I came back to the bathroom, man. We was all sitting right next to each other. I'm telling you, man.
Dog,
was some 16-year-old black dudes in here real concerned because Satan came in that room. When Satan threw up on that damn preacher, I said, this movie done went too damn far. Took that cross and spit on that cross. I said, no. This heifer right here needs to die.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.